For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team won their CCHA opener last night, joined by Gavin Enright. Came in relief, Gavin. I'm sure you probably saw that Matthias maybe wasn't 100% right at the end of the period. What was that intermission like? When did you find out you were playing?
I think the mental preparation kind of started when I saw him go down and feeling a little awkward. So right then you just kind of, you have to think of the worst, like he's not going to play the rest of the game. So right then is kind of where I just got my mind right, started going through my mental routine, just getting ready, stretching the locker room, kind of go through shots and everything, just mental prep, and then just go out there and play.
I'm sure that's a lot easier than if it happens with, I will say, 10 minutes left in a period. But, you know, every goalie says, if I'm not playing, I have to be ready. It's easier said than done. How every night do you do that and always be ready?
Yeah, I think my routine is relatively the same every day. Obviously, games I'm not playing, you can be a little more relaxed. Just you're not playing, so you can just ease up on the mental hardness of preparing all the time like that. But for the most part, you just go through what you usually go through mentally, just visualize, get ready, your body ready, and then if you're sitting on the bench, but you're waiting, and you should always be prepared if anything goes wrong because the team needs you then.
How important is that first save once you do get out there?
Oh, it was big. Just touching the puck, feeling the rhythm of the game is huge. So for me, it was just getting comfortable real quick. And I mean, the guys did a good job of blocking shots, getting pucks deep. I mean, it wasn't too hard. And we really just play Beaver hockey the third period, so that helped. But I mean, we should play Beaver hockey all the time, and today was a good example of what Beaver hockey looks like.
I thought the first two periods on Friday night you guys played great. Third period they brought the intensity a little bit. You expect that. You know, from forwards to defensemen to you in that third period, it's just managing the puck. It's just don't put yourself in a bad situation. Also easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes things don't go as planned, but I mean, if you play a smart style, especially when you're up two goals, you can play more smart, take less chances. So I think that's what we did, and it was just smart hockey instead of risky hockey when you're up two.
As you watched those first two periods unfold last night, how well did you guys play?
I thought we played very well. We managed the puck very well, got pucks deep. We were hounding them. We were above pucks. Shots on goal, we were maintaining the puck in the O zone and doing a good job of getting out of the D zone, and under zone is very good. So I think overall we did a very good job. It's just a matter of carrying it over.
You got both Magnussons back in the lineup last night. Vinny Corcoran was back in the lineup. Will made a great defensive play on his first shift. I think it might have been his first or his second shift. Vinny has an old-school hip check. When was the last time you saw one of those?
I think it was actually, I think it was last year. Or it might have been 2 years ago when we played North Dakota. No, it was last year. Good old hip check right in the middle. He's good for those. I mean, he's small, so he gets under the guy, and you don't see them much, but they're fun to watch. So
the fans sure get into it. What's it going to take to get a sweep?
Same hockey we play today. We have to expect them to play a little harder, but we still have to manage the puck and play how we did today, and I think we have a good shot.
Best of luck.
Thank you.